Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, January 19th. Former Governor Rick Snyder has another court hearing scheduled for today on charges he's facing in connection to the Flint water crisis. Steve Carmody reports.
The former governor was charged with two counts of willful neglect of duty last week. This week's hearing is the next step in the lengthy legal process. Another water crisis defendant is also scheduled for a pretrial hearing. Former City Public Works Director Howard Croft is also facing willful neglect of duty charges. This is the second time Croft has faced charges connected with the lead-tainted water in Flint. He was among 15 state and local officials originally charged after the crisis, but the original charges against Croft were dropped when Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel came into office and ordered a new investigation. I'm Steve Carmody.
Public universities across the state are continuing efforts to battle coronavirus on their campuses, and as part of that effort, Ferris State University has been approved to become a COVID-19 vaccination site. The university's health center will be able to administer the vaccine to faculty, students, and staff. Director of Health Services at Ferris, Lindsay Barber, says once the university is able to order the vaccine, it will begin educating the campus community about the supply and the shot itself.
We are working on that education now, but we haven't launched it yet. Their education will look different depending on what pharmaceutical company is actually providing us the vaccine. We do have an education plan once we know all of those pieces that we'll be able to have readily available to them.
She says that will include dispelling myths and educating people about possible side effects, but she says for now, the next step is to order the vaccine. Starting today, small businesses in Michigan can begin applying for grants designed to help them survive the economic impact of COVID-19. More on that from Scott Pohl.
The Michigan Economic Development Corporation program totals $55 million. It covers small industries affected by health laws related to gatherings and face coverings. Businesses that have fully closed can receive up to $20,000, while others that have been partially shut down can get up to $15,000. 15 local nonprofit agencies will run the program for every county in the state. The application period begins Tuesday at 9 a.m. and runs until noon on Friday. Live music and entertainment venues are covered separately under the Michigan Stage Survival Grant Program. This is Scott Pohl.
Central Michigan University is encouraging the campus community to continue conversations about recent national events. A virtual event focused on exploring the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building, impeachment, and constitutional law was held yesterday. David Jesuit is a political science professor at CMU and spoke during the event. He says the goal is to have a civil debate during a time when society is highly polarized.
Certainly, disagreement is expected and normal and welcome, but we've gone beyond a point where it's merely disagreement. And we saw the consequences of that kind of approach to disagreement, I think, when you have a mob descend upon the Capitol building.
Jesuit says it's important for students and faculty to stay informed about these different national events. In our forecast, winter weather advisories are in effect for northwest lower Michigan and for Chippewa County in the UP until tomorrow morning. Lake effect snow is occurring, and the heaviest snow bands between 2 and 5 inches are possible through tomorrow, slightly higher amounts possible in Chippewa County. Outside of the advisory areas, scattered snow and freezing drizzle are possible today, but less than an inch of snow and not much icing expected. Highs for the lower peninsula in the mid to upper 20s, the UP near 19, minus 8 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.